Okay, good morning, January 8th, 2018, the 21st of Teves. We're in the middle of a big sugya here. We're in Shoftim Perek Zayin, Psukim Hey and Vav. Let's just read the Psukim again, give a quick review, and then get into a very deep inyan today. Vayored Esa'am El Hamayim. Hashem told Gideon the army is too big, so we had a vetting process over here. First he told them, whoever is Yorei, V'chored, whoever is afraid of their Averus, we learned, should not come. So 22,000 left. There was still 22,000 left of the army, and there was still 10,000 soldiers standing. And Hashem said, it's still too big. V'yored Esa'am El Hamayim, V'yom Hashem El Gideon, Kol Asher Yoluk B'Lashonu Min Hamayim Ka'asher Yoluk HaKelev. Anyone who laps up the water when they go down to drink, like a dog laps up, tatzig oso levad, stand them to the side, v'chol asher yichra al birchov lishtos, and anyone who bows their head down, we learned in the Mefarshim, sticks their face straight in the water, v'yimisbar ha-melakakim biyadam, and there was the amount that lapped into their hand, el pihem shalosh meos, that was 300 ish, v'chol yeser ha'am karu al birchayim, and the rest bowed their knees, lishtos mayim, to drink the water. So we had a big machlokas, Rishonim over here, whether there was three groups or two groups. According to Rashi and the Maharikra, there was three groups. There was the group that were malakik like a kelev, those that lapped up like a dog, there were those that bowed their head face into the water, and there were those that lifted the water up to their face. Okay, the group that lifted the water up to their face, that lapped up from their hands, so that was the group of 300, those were the tzaddikim that went to fight. According to the Abarbanel, the Malbim, and the Mitsudos, there's two groups. There's the lapper group, and there is the bowing their face straight into the water group. The lapping group is called, in Pasuk Hey, those that lapped like a dog, and in Pasuk Vav, it's called that they lapped up into their hands, but it's the same group of lappers, and that is the group of 300, and the rest bowed down and stuck their face straight into the water. What is the test over here? What's the symbolism? So we had three different pshatim. One pshat is that it has to do with Avodah Zarah. Those that bowed their face straight into the water, that's because they're used to bowing down to Avodah Zarah. And what Avodah Zarah? So we said either Avodah Zarah of the Baal, that they worship the Baal, or there was a certain Avodah Zarah here that they actually bowed down to their own reflection, that they were bowing into the water because they worship themselves, basically. Which we said fits with the whole sugya over here, because who should not go out and fight? Why was Hashem worried about having too big of an army? Because these people would say, Kochi v'yotzem yadi, they would say that it's our own power that won the war, and they wouldn't attribute the victory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those we do not want to come fight. That's the first symbolism. The second is the Ralbag. The Ralbag says that those that bowed their face straight into the water are atzlanim, they're lazy. Okay, as opposed to those that lift up the water, those are giborim, and that's who we want to go fight. That's the second shot of the Rambag. And the third shot of the Akedah said, the ones who bow their face straight into the water are bali taiva, like Esav, reminiscent of Esav, halitaini na, pour the whole thing down my throat. They're sticking their face in, they just want to, they're just fulfilling their taivas, as opposed to those who lift their hands up to drink, that is someone who is sholate on their midos, and that's who we want to go out and fight.
Did Gideon know what the shot was?
Or just originally, it seems not. Did he eventually know? Pashtus Gideon figured it out. I don't know. We don't see clearly in the Pesukim whether he did or not. But I would assume that he understood in the end what was going on. Okay. The big question here, though, is, which bothered us, especially according to the Abarbanel, the Malbim, and the Mitsudos, that the lappers were the tzaddikim, and the lappers are called either those that lapped like a dog or those that lapped into their hands. So you're comparing the tzaddikim to dogs. Dogs. Now, are dogs, is that flattery? What's the word? What do you say?
Worthy.
The dogs?
I'm sorry? They're loyal. Dogs are loyal. Okay.
Called lev.
Another way, that's to do with your tongue. But that's kelev l'shamah.
Ah, okay. He's saying you do find dogs in a positive way. Lo yecher atz kel b'shon. Okay, we'll get into that. Very good. Go. That was by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, but Pashtus dogs actually symbolize tumma. We'll build up the kasha even stronger here. Today is a mimer from Rabbi Binyamin Eisenberger, who's a big tzaddik tam chacham in America, in New York. He has a shul. Very big Talmud Chacham. So he brings here, he builds up the kasha. First of all, he says, Kelev is a term that symbolizes genai and shikutz. Lefi shenizkar b'mekorosav, he says it's actually compared to the samach mem. And it gets its koach from the kochas hatuma. As we say in by Shalosh Shudos, yes, right. That Kalbin de Chatzifin, Kalbin de Chatzifin, and that actually is a zemer that was composed by the Arizal. Okay, and the klavim are the klipa. They are the tuma in the world. And he brings a pasuk in Tehillim, ki sevavuni klavim adas mereim hakifuni, kein hischanein al atzmo, hatzila mecherev nashim yad kelev yichidasi. So our enemies in the psukim are being compared to a kelev, to a dog. And he says from the Zohar, when a person dies, Kadmis Barnash Izachi Nachis Bidmus Aryeh Le Kabbalah Nafshi. Right, if he's, I don't know what this means exactly, Pi Kabbalah, but if he's Zocha, he's buried like in the image of a lion. If he's not Zocha, then it's like the image of a dog. Right? It also says in the Mizbeach that the Eish was either in the shape of a lion or the shape of a dog. If Klal Yisrael was Zocha, it was the shape of a lion. If Klal Yisrael wasn't Zocha, it was the shape of a kelev, of a dog. So all these are very derogatory things about a kelev. He says even more, he brings from the Megala Amukos, ki Amalek who sowed kelev. Amalek is kelev, and you see in the pasuk that talks about Amalek vayezanev becha kol hanechashalem. That's by the Midbar, so they came, and those that were the Nechashalom, which was Shevet Dan, right? So they were outside the Anani HaKavod, and Amalek was able to kill them. Vayizanev b'chakol, the Sofei Tevos, the end letters of Vayizanev b'chakol, is Kelev. Okay, so you see Amalek is also compared to a dog. Also interesting, he brings that Yosef obviously was a tremendous figure in Mitzrayim, right? He saved Mitzrayim. When he was buried, right? So near where he was buried, it says Asu. This is from a Medrash. Asu Mitzrayim klavim shel zav bikshafim. They made dogs out of gold with their magic. Shim yavo adam l'sham yu novchim v'kolon holich b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. That if anyone would come and try to, desecrate the burial of Yosef, so these dogs would bark, these golden dogs would bark, some magical thing. And, I'm sorry? The Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim made these golden dogs, and they would bark so loud it would be heard a distance of 40 days away. That's how loud these dogs would bark. The Shaskan Moshe was able to quiet them. Shenem l'chol b'nei Yisrael is what Gil was referring to. L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yecharatz kelev l'shono. Okay? He also says, really interesting, you'll check this out today when you see people walking their dogs. He says, when people walk their dogs, so most of the times the dogs go on the left side. The dogs go on the left side, because the left side is the side of Tumma. The left is the side of Tumma. Any lefties here?
Yes.
What?
Any dog owners?
What? Okay. My son's also a lefty. Many, he'll tell you all the gedolim that were lefties. Many, many gedolim were lefties. Yeah. They overcame this. But the left side is considered the side of Tumah.
In
Kabbalah, it does. In Kabbalah, it actually does not say good things about that. I know the Stipler Gaon was a lefty. My Rebbe is a lefty. Moshe Weininger. There are a lot of big tzaddikim that were lefties. But the left side symbolizes Tumah. Okay, so all these references to Kalev is Tumah. And here we're comparing. According to the Abarbanel, the tzaddikim are like klavim, and even according to Rashi, that these were not, the non-tzaddikim. Still, you're going to compare them to dogs. It's a very, very lowly comparison. Okay, so we need to understand what's going on here.
And another ha'ara.
Yes.
I heard Rav Huttner speak about this. What we said in the klavim chatzif. That's fine. He says the chutzpah, it's referring to the goyim.
Okay.
And the chutzpah of the kelev is not that it's up to the person, but that it considers himself in the same par, in the same league with the person. And it's a hayshav. Eshav makes himself like he has the demus of Adam, but he doesn't have the tzelem. So it's the chutzpah and it's also denigrating the chashivas of Klal Yisrael that they make us into the secular, you know, the equivalent to them, we're not Am Kodesh. But that maybe that chutzpah could be also a mila in the right.
Okay, let's see. Very good. So talking about that. So he says everything in the world, even Tumah, has some kedusha in it, right? Everything has to get what's called its yenika. They have to get their sustenance. So even Tumah, even the Samach Mem, even the klipos, so there is some kedusha inside. Shekem etzem koach Tumah b'sheker yisoda ba'alam ha'emes bar. He says the same thing, like when what do we say about a lie?
At the core is some kernel of truth.
Right, there has to be a kernel of truth even in every lie, right? So too, he's saying in Tumah, there has to be some kedusha even in the Tumah. So what is the kedusha that a kelev has in it? So for this, we need the Arizal. Okay, the Arizal. Those that are just joining us, we're not always this Kabbalistic over here. But Arizal says, Mitzius Shir Klavim, Sha'omrim Bepasik. So what Pasik? You know, Shiras, what's it called? The shear of the animals that they also parak shear. Thank you. Right. So parak shear. So what is the pasuk of the dog, the kelev? What pasuk does he say? He says the pasuk bo nishtachave v'nichra'a nivrucha l'vnei Hashem oseinu. When do we say that? When do we say that pasuk? That's, we say it Friday night, L'chuna Ranana, right? In L'chuna Ranana, so you have the pasuk, Bo nishtachave v'nichra'a nivrucha. This is talking about when Mashiach comes. This Kapitel Tehillim, which we start off Friday night, is when Mashiach comes, everyone's going to be singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everyone's going to bow down to Hashem, and that's the pasuk of the kelev. The pasuk of the kelev is, Bo nishtachave v'nichra'a nivrucha l'fnei Hashem. We're saying that's the pasuk of the kelev. So that's number one, Arizal says. Sod HaDavar, what's that about? So he says, Ki Kelev is gematria, the shame Beis Nun, the 52 letter shame of Hashem, which is Hey Hey Yud Nun. We'll get to that in a minute. Vahu Sod Nefes Shel Malchus, it's Malchus. Vesod Asiya, and it's the secret of Asiya. Okay, so the pasuk is Bo Nishtachave. Kelev is the gematria 52, okay, which is one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch. We'll get to that in a minute. And it's from the Olam Ho'asiya. Okay, so he tells us we need a few introductions here to understand what in the world Arizal is talking about, yeah? So the Arizal, so first of all, one hakdama, one introduction is that there are four different combinations of Hashem's name, four different combinations of Hashem's name. And you basically spell out, because each letter, milo, what's the gematria of a miloi? right? So when we say the gematria of a miloy, that means you spell out each letter, okay? So bays or yud, right? Yud becomes yud vav dalet, let's say. Yud vav dalet. But there's actually different ways to spell certain letters. Certain letters could be spelled different ways. So when you take the yud k vav k of Hashem's name, okay, and depending on how you spell the different letters, it's going to come out to different gematrias, okay? So the shape, the miloy of yud kei vav kei can either be ayin beis, 72, samach gimel, 63, mem hei, 45, or 52, okay? Or 52. They each correspond to one of the four olamos, okay? There are four worlds. We all know that. Four worlds. Abia, very good, right? Atsilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya, and they go from highest to lowest, right? Atsilus is the highest Olam, then Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Okay, Asiya is where we are. Okay, we're in the Olam Ho Asiya. Okay, so when you spell out Hey Hey Yud Nun, okay, it's not Nun, it's Vav, right? Hey Hey Yud and the Vav at the end. That's one of the combinations of the Shem Havaya, and you spell it out Yud Yud Vav Dalet, Hey 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 Vav Vav Vav, and Hey again is Hey Hey, right? So that's 52. That's 52. Okay, that is Keneged the Olam Hoasiya, and that's also the gematria of Kelef. Okay, so that's the first hakdama. Second thing, we know the 10 sviros are split into the four worlds. The 10 sviros are split into the arba olamos. So how does that work? So atzilus is keser chachma. Okay, could be. Okay, bria is bina. Then Yitzira is the Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. And then the Olam Asiya is Malchus. Olam Asiya is Malchus. Asiya is Malchus, right? We're in the Olam Asiya, we're in Malchus. My favorite talks about this a lot, okay? And then also, there are five levels of the Neshama. Five levels of the Neshama. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. That's going from bottom to top, okay? So Nefesh is the lowest. Ruach neshama chaya yechida. Okay, so what now? Now that we understand all this, so what's the Arizal saying? So it comes out the Arizal. So the kelev is connected to the lowest place. Okay, so the shem beis nun, right, which is the lowest one, which is connected the olam ha'asiya. Okay, which is dargos hanefes shomidus hamalchus. Okay, so it's the lowest sphere, which is Malchus. It's the lowest part, chelik, of the neshama, which is nefesh, and it's keneged the miloy shame of 52.
It's the ultimate behemishkeit.
Okay, so that's the kelev. Al ikra amiras hashirim asinu shatanoyim kvar niskashu. Okay, so this already bothered one of the tanoyim. Okay, and this is brought in the yalkut. What bothered them is the fact that the kelev, the dog, has such a chashuv pasuk. Okay, you'll see right now, Rabbi Yeshaya, Talmido shel Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshaya was the Talmud of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Hayam es ana peches tanios. He fasted 88 times. Why was he fasting 88 times? Because it bothered him. Klavim shekasibam vaklavim azay nefesh. It says about a dog that they're azay nefesh. What does it mean, azay nefesh? They're brazen. Okay, dogs are brazen. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yisku lomer shirazu. There's Zocha, the kelev, who is brazen, plus all the other things that we said before about the kelev. And there's Zocha to say in the shira, bo nishtacha v'nichra nivrucha levnei Hashem oseinu. Okay, so he was fasting 88 times because this bothered him so much. And then he got a giloy. Nena also malach min ha-shamayim. A malach from Shemayim came to him and said, Yeshaya, ad masai ata mis'ana lo sadar. How long are you going to fast about this? Gezeira hi milifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a gezeira. Miyom shegila sodo lechabokuk hanavi, a secret that was revealed to Chabokuk. No one else was able to hear this secret besides Habakkuk, Ela Bishvil Sha'ata Talmido Shel Chacham Gadol, because you're a Talmud of such a great person, Rav Chanina ben Dosa, because you're a Talmud of Rav Chanina ben Dosa, Lakach Zakaku Li Min Hashemayim V'Shalchuni Eilecha. So I was sent to you to reveal to you this secret that has only been revealed until now to Habakkuk. V'Omer, and the Malach tells him, Klavim Ksiv Bohem. This is what Rav Yishai needed to fast 88 times for to get a malach. Gil told us before that the sod is ulechal b'nei Yisrael lo yecheratz kelev l'shono v'lo od ela shezachu, right, la'abed oros mitzo asan lichtov v'em sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos. How do they work the leather? Anyone here a batim maker? Okay. If you speak to a batim maker, and someone told me that it's hard to find a good batim maker because of this, like a batim maker who's a real Yerei Shemayim, is because the way you make the leather is with the feces of a dog. Okay. That's how they work. They work the leather somehow, and it gets to where it needs to be through the tsoa of a dog. Through the toe of a dog.
They still do this.
Apparently they still do this.
Oh,
you're telling me.
With pigeons.
Okay.
There are people in the Far East that collect pigeons, and they use it to work leather.
There you go. Okay. So somehow helps leather, and apparently the toe of the dog is the best for the leather that we need and the parchment that we need for sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzos. You
also
need
for klav. Yeah.
That's what it seems. That's what it says. Anyway, so that was the sod that was revealed to Rav Yishaya. The sod that was revealed to Rav Yishaya is that the kelev is lo yechas kelev l'shono, and there's zelcha that sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzos are made from their feces. So, do we need a little more explanation on this?
No.
Let's go on. Okay. So he brings from one of the great Mekubalim, who explains like this.
What was the secret to
reveal to Habakkuk? The secret revealed to Habakkuk that was revealed to Rabbi Yishai from this Malach is that the dogs, it says about them, L'chol b'nei Yisrael l'yecheratz kelev l'shono, and not only that, they were zocha that the sefer Torah tefillin mezuzos is made from their feces. Period.
That confident.
Yes. So what's pshat? So it says like this: Biros Rabbi Yishaya yinikasim shel haklavim min haklipa l'kach nitzar lama yom hashira. Rabbi Yishaya understood that the kelevs source of life was from klipa, was from tuma, and if it's getting its source from tuma, how could it be that the kelev is zochet to say such a pasuk? Klomar amna lamando midivrei arizal al soda chizasim bekedusha. Even though we understand from that arizal that they do have a certain chelik of kedusha, which is what we said the lowest place. It's asiyah, it's malchus asiyah. Bays, no, right, 52. Vadayin kol ikrim heim beklipa, but still they're in the klipa. In klein lama yom hashira, why are they saying the shira? Behamshik levar v'hu mosif chomer bekushya al divrei arizal, right? Plus he adds even more of akasha, this makubal, because he says that this shame, Beis Nun, the shame of Hashem, Beis Nun 52, is also Eliyahu. And he says, Ukenegdo Bituma, right? Its name in Tuma is, I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce it, Beis Lamed Aleph Dalet Nun. Beis Lamed Aleph Dalet Nun, which means Bali Adom, without a master. Okay, so it's basically, right, it's either Eliyahu on one side or Bali Adon on the other side, right? Meaning denying that there is an Adon, denying that there is a master, denying that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Mr. Habu is...
Well, that's what he said. I don't know how that works, but he says the side of Kedusha of the Shame Beis Nun is Eliyahu. That's what he says. And the side of Tuma is this Beis Lamed Aleph Dalet Nun.
Okay? Bezemavur matam niskashla Rabbi Yeshaya ala kelev v'al v'lo al ha'ore v'anachav. Right? There are other tuma animals who say shira too, but only the kelev bothered him. Only the kelev bothered him. Why? Because the kelev, again, represents his lowest place. It comes from klipa, and it represents b'li adon. B'li adon, without a master. And this b'li adon is the one saying the pasuk of what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Bo nishtacha v'evenichra, that everyone's going to bow to Hashem. Veishivu ki yesh lohem bezes chus. So therefore, the Malach answered Rav Yishai, and he says, "No, the Kelev has a chus. What's the chus for who? Ki kvar no de ki b'yisias Mitzrayim ha'isa geula shleima. Yisias Mitzrayim was a complete geula shechein b'layla ha'hu. What do we call that night? The night of Pesach is called Leil Shimurim hu. Shebo kol. Right. What happens on Leil Shimurim? We don't say Kriyas Shema L'Amita, right? Because there's no koach to the klipa on that night. They don't. The side of Tumah doesn't have any koach on the night of Pesach. Leil Shimurim. Shebo kol amochim b'pam achas v'alkol chazer l'kedusha. That night, the night of Pesach, everything went back to its original source of kedusha. U'lachein gam hakelev niskan. So even the kelev on that night was able to get to its source of kedusha. V'zeh sod, and that's the secret of lecho b'nei Yisrael lo yecheratz kelev l'shono. U'b'makam shehu lo adonim tikun atav v'mashigarm l'man teidun asher yifla Hashem bein Mitzrayim u'bein Yisrael. So just what normally the kelev is b'li adon, they're normally the ones who say there is no God. On the night of Pesach, they were the ones who showed that there is a God. The kelev was the one who showed that there is an adon. L'kadeh shemo yizbach b'rabim, and they were the ones who mekadeh shem Hashem. Why? By not barking, they brought out the godless of Hashem. V'nichla b'kdusha l'chem me'az zacha l'shira. And therefore, the dog is zoche to the shira. V'zeshikas the bone nishtacha v'venichra l'fnei Hashem oseinu b'zman ha'geula yachzer l'tikuno b'shleimos. And obviously, when Mashiach comes, there it's going to also be back to that tikun, and it's going to be the dog who brings that out. Gam zacha la'abed whatever from the feces oros l'tefillin mezuzah shikasa bohem inyan yisias Mitzrayim. And why specifically tefillin? Because in tefillin it says, "V'ro kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha." The whole world is going to see shem Hashem. That's what the tefillin are about. Lo'di elokus olecho, that the whole world, everyone should see elokus. Kol shel davar haklavim. Right, the kelev, which is called in Yeshaya azay nefesh, they're brazen. Right. Heim klipas b'li adon. They are this klipa. They come from the tuma of b'li adon. Dehainu b'lo adonim. Da azus panim za hepech me'achna v'kabalas marat. Because azus, brazenness, is the opposite of what you need to serve Hashem, right? What we need to serve Hashem is hachna, is to subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the dog is the opposite of that. The dog is azus. The dog is brazenness. U'b'shasi says it's right, b'giloi ha'atzum. Right? By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we say in the Haggadah of Avarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Belel Hazeh Ani Velo Malach. Baruch Atah Adonai Elohim Malach Olam Shakol Mi'ed Baruch.
Amen.
Niskan Gam HaKelev Lishtabi L'yotza V'konum. So that night of Pesach, even the Kelev, the lowest of the low, the one who comes from the lowest, was turned around to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kefi shezeh bo lidei bitoy ba'avoda asher l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yecheretz kelev l'shono l'man teidun asher yifla Hashem. B'kach notel gam hu chelek poyel ba'osos u'mosim ba'adans b'necham shekenal kol tachlisam ha'isel v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. The whole tachlis was that everyone, even Mitzrayim, why did Hashem bring the makos? So even Mitzrayim should know ani Hashem. The whole world should know. U'miyaz zacha l'shira b'posik ha'mevata omek ha'akara b'tzur oseo. And therefore the kelev was zochet to the posik that brings that out the most. This batluso, the biggest bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you say bittul in English? Okay, we all know what bittul means. Beshtachava v'kriya. What?
Self-negation.
Okay. B'shtachal v'kriya lefanav, right, to bow down in front of Hashem b'kabbalas ol malchus, right? It says, interesting also, that, the other side of the dog is that the dog is extremely loyal, right? The dog is very, very loyal to its master, right? So that's the good side of the dog. When you turn around the dog to the good side, so it's very loyal. It seems they made this golden dog.
Also, the body language of a dog is that they're machnir themselves to
their master.
To other. There's a dog who is the alpha male. Uh-huh. The way they show their sheep, their achna, is they literally prostrate themselves to the and turn over if it was the alpha male. So there's a mechino v'ashtechavo there.
Very good. And then he explains that it says anyone who says perek shira every day is zochet olam haba. If you say perek shira every day, you're zochet olam haba. He says, well, it doesn't mean you just say it, the words. It means, what does it mean? It means that he brings a pasuk from Eov. It says, "Malfeinu mi behemos eretz umeof hashemayim yichachmenu." That we learn how to act from the animals. Hashem gave us the animals in order that we should learn different midos, and from each of the different animals, we can learn different midos, and that's the idea of Perek Shira. The idea of Perek Shira is we understand, we learn from the different animals, different midos that we're supposed to have. So the Kelev, what does it teach us? The Kelev teaches us this tremendous level of Hishtachava, of obedience to its master, of serving its master. He brings a story from the Yerushalmi. There's two girsas in the Yerushalmi, but I'll tell you the better girsa is that there was a bunch of workers. They milked the cows, yeah, and a snake came, right? Snake came and drank from the milk, putting its poison in the milk, yeah? So the dog saw, and the dog starts barking. They don't get the message. So according to one girsa, the dog went and drank the milk itself and sacrificed itself for the master. That's the kelev. Okay, so that's what we learn from the kelev. Me'ata hareishul chalafanenu niflos torasenu akadoshim. We see the incredible Torah betchilos hisafsus ha'am etzel gidon nemar lo mipi Hashem. Right. So when the army came first, so Hashem says ravam. Asher itcha mititi es midjon biyadam pen yispor alai yisrael lema yadi hoshiali. The army is too big, right? They're going to say it's from their own koach. They're not going to attribute the victory to me. Shema chas v'shalom yorakiru b'bal milchamos yizbar shemo. They're not going to realize that it was Hashem. Ele yitlu hanitzachem b'kocham v'otzim yado. They're going to attribute the victory to themselves. Al kein namer lo behemshich od ha'am rav horid osam el ha'mayim ve'etzarfenu l'chasham. Therefore it says, go bring them down to the water. Kol asher yaluk b'lashonu v'mayim kasher yaluk ha'kelev. Anyone who laps up like the dog laps up, tatig oso levad. Separate those. Da'ainu. Kol asher lo karu lebal. V'chein einam sogdim me'aleim ha'babua shel atzman. Those that don't bow down to, what does it mean? The ones who lap up like the kelev, the ones who don't bow down to the bodhisattva, the ones who don't worship themselves. Ela korim berach la'adon kol ha'yitzurim. They're only bending down to one person, Takarash Baruch Hu. Not a person. Kishiras ha'kelev nivrucha lefnei Hashem oseinu. Just like the shira of the kelev, to bow in front of Hashem. B'shalos me'os ha'ish ha'medlakakim oshir. Right, so now we understand, and he says even more. He brings, who is this from? A Sefer Or Yitzhar on Megillas Esther. It says that Esther called Achashverosh Kelev. Esther called Achashverosh Kelev. Valze Biksha Heitzila Mecherev Nafshi Miyad Kelev Yechidasi. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Talking about Esther, that she daven that she should be saved from this kelev, from this dog, from Achashverosh. B'toch advar mevi gam ha'mayim reperek shira, and this sefer or yitzar, I'm not sure who it is. So he brings from perek shira, davi kasha legam al shiras haklovim she'omrim bonish dagam nichra'a nivruch levnei Hashem oseinu she'shiras os moral bitul avodah zara b'li lishtagos avodah zara rak l'shem l'adah. What's the pasuk really saying? The pasuk is really about the bittul of Avodah Zarah, to annul Avodah Zarah. Why? To only bow down to Hashem and nothing else. What do you mean? But the klavim are the opposite. They're brazen. They deny Hashem. Shekein hakofer hu amei is paniv. So why are they the ones singing that you only bow to Hashem? He said he got a terrace from Shemayim. Because on Pesach night, the Kelev changed their midah, and instead of being brazen, they were quiet. And therefore, their shira is only bow down to Hashem. That's what they were zochet to because of Leil Shimurim. And therefore, when he's telling you that Gidon has to weed out those that were worshipping Avodah Zarah, so the way to weed it out is to see who are the ones who are only loyal to me. And who are the ones who are only loyal to me? The ones who are like the Kelev was on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which night was this? Leil Shimurim. Matik Midvash, no Fitzufim. How beautiful. Apidivrei. What we said before, the Masha Zacha La Aved Mitso Asa Oris La Tvilin Mezuzos Hainu La Fishakasabam Inyan Yesias Mitzrayim. Because Tvilin have in them Yesias Mitzrayim. Shaz Niskan Umayal Zacha La Shira. Because it was because of Yesias Mitzrayim there was Ocha La Shira. Nimsa the Bamakam Shesh Inyan Yesias Mitzrayim Sham Yeshis Oris Chela Katov. Wherever there's Yesias Mitzrayim mentioned, so that brings out the good side of the caliph. Like in the Tvilin that you have Yesias Mitzrayim. Ukvar lamadnu ladas parsha zu shel Gidon. And we already know that this whole parsha of Gidon was on Pesach night. So again, this is the night where the good side of the caliph is brought out. Lo yecheratz caliph l'shono bo nishtachave, to only bow down to Hashem. And this is the whole idea of Gidon's war. That it's all about only those that attribute the victory and the battle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not those that are going to say Kochi V'Otzim Yadi, which the Kelev, when there's the ultimate tikkun, that's what the Kelev is going to bring out.
Is the whole day,